From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In California, environmentalists may hate the governor's SUV, but some of them love a bill that Arnold Schwarzenegger is backing in the state legislature. It calls for putting solar panels on 1 million rooftops over the next dozen years. And as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, solar energy is clean, but it's not free.
If the Million Solar Roofs bill becomes law, there will be a lot more places in California, like Terramore Village in South Orange County. They're just completing the last few of the 1,200 homes here. A majority have solar panels, like the ones perched on the roof of the Gray Cape Cod at the corner of Thoreau and Pine Hill.
That's a roof mount, but there are several homes where the photovoltaics are actually integrated into the roof. They look just like a flat roof tile.
Paul Johnson is the vice president for community development at the Rancho Mission Viejo Company, which created Terramore Village. Solar power panels, or photovoltaics, as Johnson calls them, do not come cheap. He estimates they add $10,000 to $20,000 to the price of the homes here. But he says they were an essential part of the energy-efficient, environment-friendly design of the whole development.
We believed that the industry is moving to a green touch, and we like as a company to be proactive, be ahead of the curve, because when it becomes a standard in the few years ahead, we'll be way ahead of the game.
They seem to be doing just fine right now. The entire Terramore development is virtually sold out.
Eli, move. You gotta go.
Go, Eli.
Charles Chan and his wife Kelly have been living here for about 15 months. They were out with their three kids and their bikes and skateboards and wagons. Sean says he hadn't thought much about solar power before he lived here, but he's sure enjoying it now.
Our bill is really low. Our electricity bill is maybe from $15 to $30 a month, so I'm very happy about it.
The Million Solar Roof Bill would require half of all new homes built in California to use solar power and encourage owners of existing residential and commercial structures to retrofit. To jumpstart that process, those who go solar would qualify for a subsidy that could defray almost half the cost. The ultimate goal is to replace the output of six large fossil fuel power plants with energy from the sun. State Senator Kevin Murray, the author of the bill, thinks this will have appeal in the land of smog and rolling blackouts.
We're not subject to whether or not Saudi Arabia wants to adjust its output for the price of the sun. In addition to the fact that if we reach our goal, we'll move about 50 tons of carbon dioxide out of the air.
The cost of the program would be as much as $2.5 billion. The money would come from a fee assessed on every Californian's electric bill. For the average homeowner, it would be less than a dollar a month. But Joseph Lyons, a spokesman for the California Manufacturers and Technology Association, says the fee could be tough on industries that use lots of power.
Steel, cement, aerospace, people who make things.
They'd pay higher fees than homeowners, says Lyons, and he doesn't think that's fair.
It could be as much as $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 a month more just to fund this program.
And while the program may have lofty goals, solar roof panels aren't the best bang for the clean energy buck, says Severin Bornstein, the director of the University of California Energy Institute at Berkeley.
If you want to reduce greenhouse gases or generally have more green power sources, there are much better ways of doing it than installing the current technology of solar photovoltaic panels. Wind power is now almost cost competitive with fossil fuel generated electricity, whereas solar power is still 3 to 4 times more expensive.
But the sun is just so California. And with strong bipartisan support, the Million Solar Roofs bill looks likely to pass. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.